Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. It is Monday. Is it Monday?
Sure. We're pretending it is.
We're pretending it's Monday. Don't know what day it is. Tanya's back from her wildly successful stunt on the red carpet for the Billboard Music Awards.
You guys, that was honestly the what is this?
Oh,
Scrubbing In got you flowers.
Oh, that is so cute. That's really nice. Thank you.
Gorgeous.
That was, I'm actually going to put these up and up, put them up, put them out at my house. That was the craziest thing I have ever done in my entire life.
Can we get some fun details behind the scenes?
So many things behind the scenes. We didn't stop the entire time. We did interviews the entire time. I don't know what aired. I don't know what didn't air.
So when they go to we see a commercial, you're still
taping interviews.
Wow. Oh. For the web or for
later?
Yeah,
they use it on their website. They use it on E! News. Like, who knows? I don't know where they live. And I thank God for Jason Kennedy because I would have been a complete hamster out of her cage. I don't know how he keeps it all straight. I don't know how, like, hearing people, like, you watch these interviews and you don't realize, like, they're so short. You have prepped so much for them and they're so quick that you really only get, like, one or two questions and then they're gone. And then someone's telling you in your ear to go to the next thing. And then, like, I'm trying to listen to them in my ear, but also listen to the person talking to me.
Oh,
and then
God. Following
Jason's, I mean, it was just, like, it's truly, and then somebody else is walking up and they're walking over you and your thing's attached. I was like, it was literally crazy. But, like, the coolest kind of crazy.
I mean, you were working with one of the best in the business, too. Like,
yeah.
What a great, like, first time doing something
the
like that.
The best part is like, they were like, and we're wrapped. You guys are done. Like, good job. Everyone's, like, cheering. And I just start bawling.
Oh.
Like, I just start crying. And, like, Jason got really emotional, too, because I was just like, this was so special, and Mark's getting emotional.
I know, I'm feeling emotional too.
Because I'm like, and I've known Jason for so long, and I've never worked with him before, and like, it was just, it's like the fact that they, like, I'm getting emotional now. The fact that they trusted me to do that. I've like told you guys, I always feel like I have imposter syndrome. Like, I never feel good enough doing what I'm doing, and like,
they had so much faith in me, and Jason had so much faith in me, and he was so encouraging the whole time, and like, it was like the best experience ever.
I'm so proud of you. I think we all can
speak
all
are,
for that.
And it was fun watching the Facebook comments and stuff while you were doing it, because they're so proud of you, too.
I know. It felt like all of your friends, like, like all these people who, like, have listened to the podcast. It's like, that's our girl. Like, that's our friend, you know? It was, like, really cool to see just, like, the amount of support everyone just, like, rooting for you. And it felt like such the beginning of something. Like, I started thinking about, like, Juliana Rancic having her first, and that this was, like, the first of the beginning, you know,
and it was like really special because like Julia Michaels wrote that song for Jason, and then like she came up and she was saying such nice things, and like it was just like so much encouragement throughout the whole
thing.
And, it was,
and Sophia, yeah, and all your friends.
I mean, the Jonas Brothers,
because
like, you know, like Jason was like, I know Tanya's, you know, and Nick's like, we love Tanya, and I was just like, it was just so so nice, and the E team is just amazing and like so encouraging that it's like almost like hard to take, you know, like I'm not used to it almost. So it's like just really, it was just like an overwhelming experience.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Did anything happen like when y'all were on commercial or something, or like an interview where you were like,
Dan, we need to get Dan and Shay in here because they, I didn't realize how cool they were. They would be such good guests.
Let's just pop them right in.
Yeah. We need to get them on. And Halsey was like extraordinarily like way, like I was like a little bit intimidated to talk to her, and she was so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. I got invited to like the Jonas Brothers wedding reception and didn't go.
So you got invited to, what was it supposed to, did you know it was going to be a wedding?
No, I thought it was just like a, it was just supposed to be like a, I get, you know, they have these parties all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like the Jonas Brothers, and they, and I love their parties. So it actually pained me, but I knew that I had like a very long next day at work. And so I was just trying to be like professional. And I was like, no, I need to like get back home and like get to sleep, you know?
You didn't want to take that like 5:30 a.m. flight.
I didn't want to take the 6 a.m. flight and then have to like rush. You know what I mean? I just wanted to just be,
yeah,
slept and
professional.
Professional.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And I get home and I'm checking Twitter and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
She texts me and she goes, maybe the worst decision of my life.
Of my life.
TBD.
Seriously. Like, it's so, I guess what that party was like the reception. Cause like, I wasn't going to a chapel. So I think that's like, they
you
got,
could have caught the bouquet at Joe Jonas's wedding reception.
Wow. I'm like, from now on, I always say yes. If the Jonas Brothers ask me anything, yeah, it's yes.
Only Joe Bros.
Only Joe Bros.
Yeah. It was funny cause Ben Higgins wrote me, and the chapel where they got married was the one where on his season we married people, like he got ordained or whatever, and we like married couples randomly.
That's the same. Is there only one chapel? Or
it's like the celebrity, like Britney Spears had her like Vegas wedding, you know, like those types of things.
Oh, okay, so it's like the well-known chapel.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, I don't think it's the same one. And I went back and looked at pictures, and it has this like mural. Yeah.
What are the odds?
My parents renewed their vows in Vegas in 2000, so I did look at the picture to see if it was the same chapel. I don't think it was. No.
But my sister and my brother-in-law did as well, but it wasn't the same chapel.
Okay. There's a lot of Elvis chapels in Vegas.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really cool, though, but I like felt for you that you missed that.
So now we just need to get the Jonas Brothers on the podcast, basically. Yeah.
That would be really a big deal.
When you said Dan and Shay, I was like, who did you say the other day that you were just like casually like, let's get them on the podcast?
Jonas Brothers.
But let's get Bebe Rexha.
Oh, yeah.
That seems doable because you're like friendly
for sure.
With her,
I know, but
for
she said
sure.
that come
her?
On. So like,
yeah, all the
okay.
time.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like obsessed with her.
I like her a lot.
Yeah. And she's like a good time. And she talks.
We also want Kelly Clarkson for any of her people
Look
listening.
Look at you, dreaming big.
We need Kelly Clarkson.
I feel like Kelly Clarkson would be like down.
She'd be like peak scrubbing in.
That would be peak scrubbing in. I'm sure she'd be down. I don't know. It seems like you have to go through a lot of channels to get people of her magnitude.
Caliber,
yeah.
She does have a talk show coming out, so she's going to want to plug some things coming up somewhat
well,
soon.
We can dream.
Yeah, we're dreaming here. And then there was someone else that I was going to say. Did you talk to Taylor on the carpet?
We did not. She answered fan questions for E, which was actually really, really cool. Like specific fans that sent in videos.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But she didn't stop because like it was just like pandemonium.
How was her performance? Did you stay for the show?
No.
I
know. I'm like adulting. It's so weird.
You're like a businesswoman. You're in, you're out.
I know. Like, I actually, like, when have I ever done that? Like, I always am like, I want to stay for the show. I want to go to the after party.
Well,
like,
because you had to work the next day.
But
early.
Yeah, early and long. I knew that it was like going to be a long one. So I was like, I need to be professional.
Well, now you know sometimes you got to be less professional.
I know.
But you did your job. You were professional.
But
you
then I had to
needed
go do another
to be professional
job.
The next day.
Yeah.
Had to have some hours of sleep in between.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a lot of response to your thoughts about laser hair removal.
Yeah, I got so many messages about, like, from personal people that I know, like my friends who have had it done, and then from the
what
the
they
group.
Say.
A lot of them said like, it's not bad if you go to the right place. Like, some of them have cooling machines that like basically blow cold air while you're getting it, but. People were like, yeah, it's just like a small rubber band snap. Ooh. And I'm like, down there is not the same as like on the arm.
Right. Yeah, rubber band snap's never good.
No, I'll pass on that.
Yeah.
Like, I get upset. I remember in school, people used to, you know, used to pull the rubber band and they'd snap you without you paying attention. And that did not feel good.
No.
And I don't think any amount of cool air is making
No.
Feel good.
Well, someone responds. Allie says, wait till you have kids, because once you have kids, your hormones change and it will grow back.
Whoa, that's actually great advice.
So that's good advice. That's good to know. Becca says, it hurts. She said, during one visit, I felt exceptional pain. And the lady said, woo, that one caught on fire. It is not for the faint of heart. And after 2 years, it came back.
That one caught on fire? Like,
meaning
a
her
flame?
Hair. Her hair.
A flame.
There's actual flame.
Well, you're supposed to shave before you go, so I'm confused.
Are you supposed to shave before
you
go?
Yeah, you're supposed to be like completely shaven.
You
so
are.
She had a rogue
hair. She probably did. That's probably why it caught on fire, because you're not supposed to have that. She probably had a rogue hair because sometimes you can't really get back there.
No, it's true.
I don't know how people shave their butthole. Are we allowed to say that?
Well,
I mean, yeah, we've said
everything.
Let
me tell you how it's done. Yeah.
I don't know how, I don't know how people do it, because I get waxed, so, like, I just, that's taking
that's the only thing on the wax that did not make me want to, like, yell and hit someone.
That part?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're shaving, how do you do that? Do you
I
do that?
No, I haven't.
You don't shave back there?
I don't think I have a lot of things. No, I don't think I have a...
You don't think so until they take it off, and then you're like,
no, like, even, I feel like even when she did it, she's like, you don't really have much back here, but do you want it done? She said, she told me it'd feel like a dolphin.
It does.
And I liked it. It did. But she was like, you're like, if you don't want to, it's not like you have an excessive, so it's good to know.
Yeah.
Things are fine back there.
Yeah.
So, but the dolphin is a good feeling, but the other part, I still don't know that I'd say it was worth it. Did you see my post about saying that you act like it's a massage down there?
Oh,
and I
wax.
Wanted to like punch the lady.
I really don't mind waxing, to be honest.
Well, one more. Sarah is a laser technician. She says, I love y'all and this podcast so much. I hope Mark is reading this and saying y'all in his weird way. There you go.
And there you go.
Anyway, I'm writing in to say I'm a laser technician. I spend my days lasering vaginas and other areas. And I promise both of you can handle it and should totally do it. It's life-changing. You do it once a month for 6 months. You go back for touch-ups every 6 months or so until it's all gone. It hurts, but no worse than waxing, and it's permanent.
I'm down.
So says Sarah.
Wait, I took this girl sent a message and said, it's called Green Cane Numbing Gel is literally the best for this. Definitely read the reviews on Amazon in order to know how long to apply before the appointment. I use it for laser hair removal, and it is a game changer. So there you go, ladies.
There
That's something go. I'm going to be ordering on Amazon, Green Cane Numbing Gel.
All right, we need to hype the guests that we have on this show today.
We need to hype
Begin
them.
The hype.
Really quick.
Okay.
Before the hype.
Pause the hype.
We need to make our date plan.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, we're having like a whole date. We're going to have a date night.
Yeah. Do you want to do Friday?
Yeah.
Is that good for your schedule? You busy modern woman.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do? Let's tell them what you told me you want to go do.
I want Becca and I, because it's been a while since we've had like one-on-one time.
Yeah, yeah. A date night.
So I wanted to have a date night, and Becca's down. And I said we should go somewhere like super cute where like people hang.
young people like ourselves.
Young people like ourselves. Because like whenever we hang out, it's like always at like your house. It's like we need to like get in the wild and like meet
people. I've invited you out when we've gone out for like girls night or gone out for drinks and you're like,
yeah, because I'm in like, bed. Tired, I'm in bed, yeah.
It's on the weekends though. I'm not asking you during weekdays.
Yeah, like Sundays don't really count for me.
Not Sundays.
Oh, you've invited me a couple Sundays. And oh. I'm like, Sundays are...
Well, either way. She'll be like, we need to go out. We need to go out and meet the guys. And then I'll invite her and she's like, oh, I'm in bed and I'm studying for my award show.
That is true.
Adulting.
Yeah, but also I was way over prepared. And I'm like learning now that I can...
I don't, better that than the alternative. I don't know what you did, so who knows? But I feel like you want to be more prepared than you need to
like
be.
I studied for like weeks.
Kennedy like looks at the sheet before like an hour before he's like got it.
I'm sure it comes with time, like yeah, you know what yeah, I mean? But course. I way over prepared. But so I said let's go somewhere super cute where like people hang and like let's make a point to give out our numbers and like just like really be you intentional.
Said, throw out our rods is what she said.
Yeah,
and I said, excuse me,
like fishing.
yeah. She goes, I want to go fishing.
Yeah. So we're going to do it.
So yeah, we're going to find a cute spot where the young hip people hang.
Which is quite a task.
We'll figure it out. There's bars everywhere.
Okay. Maybe we could pop. We can get drinks somewhere.
Dinner somewhere.
Uh-huh. And then post after drinks. Dinner. Yeah, so we could really hit three places. Let's start at 6. We'll get drinks from 6 to 7:30 at one place. Go have dinner from 7:30 to 9. And then go have after drinks maybe somewhere till 10.
Scheduled bar hop. My worst nothing nightmare.
Says, nothing says FUN like a scheduled bar.
Let's go fishing from 7 to 9:30.
And if we don't get anything there, then we'll hop to the other ocean. I don't hate it.
The other pond. Okay, so Friday it is.
Okay, cool.
Holding you to it.
Now we can hype the guests.
Okay.
Great. It is a very special day here when a Grey's Anatomy cast member comes to our studio.
Yeah, anytime someone from Shondaland comes on our show, we are thrilled. And we have two Shondaland members in the OR today. We have Jake Borelli, who you know as Schmidt or Glasses on Grey's Anatomy.
Levi, perhaps.
Levi Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Barrett Doss from Station 19. And she plays Vic, who has a very interesting storyline this week. Both of them, actually.
And that's not all we have today.
Oh. We have Ashley Tisdale.
Oh, the Tiz.
The Tiz. So, yeah, today's a big day and full of really great guests. So, they'll be here later today. And first, let's get into one of our sponsors.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done, ZipRecruiter.com/Becca.
ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job.
Yeah, so as applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidate so you never miss a great match.
ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day.
And with school almost being out, it can be so hard to find an internship, let alone a job. Did you struggle with this out of college?
Beyond. Those are the worst.
Well, right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Becca. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BECCA. One more time, ZipRecruiter.com/Becca. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's time for spring cleaning, and Quip's got an easy way to start with your brushing habits. Just 2 minutes twice a day can help pave the way to a healthier mouth and mind.
And now the whole family can get refreshed with Quip. The new Kids Quip toothbrush is the same as our original version, just tweaked for size-down mouths. Kids are inspired to brush better and more often with oral care that looks and feels like the products that the adults use in their life. And they're proud to use Quip. Help them develop a grown-up routine without childish gimmicks.
Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. A friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh and to stay committed to your oral health.
Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. They're backed by over 25,000 dental professionals, and they have thousands of verified five-star reviews.
I mean, I just got my Invisalign out, so I've been using Quip daily to keep my teeth healthy and white. Look how bright they are.
Gorgeous.
Thank you so much. So Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Becca right now, you can get your first refill pack for free.
That is your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Becca.
We have two very exciting guests in the OR today. They're used to the normal OR, but we have Jake Borelli from Grey's Anatomy and Barrett Doss from Station 19.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Thanks, guys.
This is a big deal for us. I don't know if you've heard a lot about this podcast, but we are massive, massive Shondaland fans.
Yay! Me too.
Us too.
I actually ran into you at a...
I know, at that party for SAG, right? For the SAG, pre-SAG award party.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And I was probably very scary because I went alone and I didn't have any friends with me. And so when I saw you and what's the girl's name that plays Helm?
Oh, JC Elliott. And yes. Then my buddy Janine Mason was there too, one of the other interns. Yeah.
So
I don't know if you saw
Janine. Who was here? Janine's been here.
But when I... So y'all, I felt like, well, those are my friends. They're my friends in my head. So I'm just going to go up and bombard them. And that'll make me feel comfortable, but it probably made y'all feel very uncomfortable.
Oh, no. We'll welcome you. You should come and hang out with us anytime.
Don't give us that offer. We've already.
Yeah. Do you guys hang out like offset?
Oh, literally JC and I hang out probably every day. I moved into a place and she moved a block away. And so we literally are together all the time. We like shop together. We go get coffee, travel together. I know her whole family. It's nuts.
Wait, that's really cute.
Yeah, she's from France, and she took me to France, and I like met all of her friends. It's
wait, she's
yeah,
from
we're
France?
Very we're like married, basically. Is what we like to say.
I'm like worried about her character a little bit.
Oh yeah, why?
I
feel like she's not getting like a strong storyline, and I need her to.
We're excited to learn some more about Helm.
Okay,
you know, we're excited to jump into her backstory a little bit more.
I appreciate that.
I think she's got a lot to share.
Okay, that's good.
My fear is normally when there's no storyline, something bad is happening. Uh-huh. Like Joe didn't really have a storyline, and now all of a sudden things are not good.
It's turmoil. I mean, you know. Shondaland, there's a lot of drama, there's a lot of things shaking up, so we'll see. I hope something great happens for him.
We all do. We're like, yeah. Come on.
And then we have Station 19, which I feel like has been so like such a great element, an addition to Grey's Anatomy.
Oh good, I'm so glad you think so,
because it kind of has that same feel, but it's just it's different.
Yeah.
You know, it's like still has that same feeling that Shondaland is known for, but I like how it ties everything together. I love how Ben Warren is like very active in
on both shows.
Both.
Yeah.
He's like the glue.
Yeah, he's like the glue.
He's our glue too. He's amazing.
Dude, that guy is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we love him.
Jason,
he was my first
George,
guest on this
he's
podcast.
The best.
He's fantastic.
I
just adore him.
And like, why is he like that in real life? Like, he's like a perfect human.
He is the kindest person.
I couldn't agree.
And someone to
one
look
of the
up
kindest
to.
People I've ever worked with.
And he's been doing this for so long. He gives such great advice.
Such a hard worker.
Yeah. Oh, what advice has he given you?
Oh, I mean, he just gives a ton of great business advice. You know, we talked about this earlier, how he's like a huge advocate for SAG and for the Screen Actors and all of that. And he champions us, which so it's kind of an honor to work with him, too. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the type, like, I'll see him. I saw him at that event, and in my mind, I'm like, well, I don't even know. I'm sure he would be like, oh, yeah, I remember you once I introduced myself. But he was like, hey, Becca, how are you? And I was like, you're so...
He's so connected
and
present.
So Jason.
He's
so
nice. Yeah.
So present.
Yeah.
I want to know, because I know your storyline has been a huge one for Grey's Anatomy, because you're the first... like out to gay male gay character.
Yeah, and a part of the first gay male relationship on the show
ever.
Yeah.
Which after 15 seasons is a really big deal.
It's honestly nuts. And now that I've seen everything too, it's a storyline that I really wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a ton with Arizona and Cali, and that was an amazing relationship that we got to see so deep too. And it was great to see a queer relationship on all different levels. And for so long, which I think is, you know, something that TV hardly ever does.
Yeah.
And so then when I became part of a show, I sort of craved this male storyline too. And when I found out about it, I got so freaking excited. And then it like hit me like a ton of bricks that, oh, wait, I'm going to be the one doing that. Yeah. Oh, God, we got to do this right. It's going to be great. You know, it's kind of been a dream come true, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so when I remember seeing like you tweeted about like when he had that moment of like coming out, yeah, it was kind of you kind of basically came out yourself, yeah, on Twitter.
I post on Instagram, yeah, I posted about how much the storyline meant to me because I was a gay person myself. Mm-hmm. And it was, yeah, kind of the first times that I publicly spoke about it. I mean, I was out to, you know, all my friends and family and coasters, yeah, and stuff, but yeah, it was the first public statement I had made, and it kind of blew up in the best way possible. Yeah. I was flooded with support.
It's a big article in Entertainment Weekly about you.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was kind of nuts. It was a great like intro into this, you know, beautiful platform that my character now has and that I now have because of Grace. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
right into really the deep end though. I mean, yeah, you're just thrown into it.
Yeah, talking about, you know, important stuff too. Stuff, yeah, that I've you know, wanted to talk about for a long, long time.
Yeah,
that's really incredible. Cool. You know what's funny is I was listening to this podcast Kevin McHale does, and he was saying that he never really had that moment where he like necessarily like came out. You know, he was just like, I just was, mm-hmm, and I didn't feel like there was this need to do that. You know, yeah, it's interesting because I feel like there's the two sides of it. It's like it is. You know, like you are who you are. Why, like we don't have to come out and say, I'm straight, you know, right, what I mean? Like, yeah, it's not like this big thing, but yeah, we have it for the other, you know, other party. And he was like, I felt like I didn't need to say that. And I thought it was a really interesting perspective, you know, because it's like, why do we?
Yeah. It's, but then nice also to have both voices, you know, yeah, representation matters,
totally,
right?
Like, yeah,
you want people to also feel comfortable being proud and out and, yeah, open about who they are.
And yeah, yeah,
and that's just being nice themselves too. And that's how it was. I mean, like he was saying, that's how it was for me before Grays, where it was like, you know, if a new person came into my life, I would come out to them in any given way. You know, sometimes it would just be like, oh, that boy's cute. And then, yeah, oh, now she knows I'm gay. You know what I mean? And then other times it did warrant, like my parents, it warranted a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it was this sort of like long sort of like schmear over the 10 years of just being out as opposed to coming out. Mm-hmm. But then the issue comes with, okay, now I have this newfound platform with Grays, and I'm all of a sudden have a relationship with hundreds of thousands of people that I didn't know before. Mm-hmm. And we do have dialogue via social, mm-hmm, media now. And so I felt after they were giving me sort of their honesty and telling me their stories as Levi was coming out, that I wanted to give that back to them and say, mm-hmm, hey, you guys are not alone. I'm, mm-hmm, in this too. This storyline means as much to me as it does to you.
Yeah.
And the visibility of the queer community that Shondaland always has, yeah, is also important to me. So that's why I felt the need to, yeah, let people know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barrett, I wanted, were you someone who watched Grey's Anat? Like, were you a fan of the Shondaland shows before?
I was a fan of the Shondaland shows. I never watched Grey's Anatomy. I somehow managed to, I don't know how I didn't watch Grey's Anatomy. Well, I didn't watch television a lot when I was a kid, but and growing up, and not until like late high school. But I went back and I watched the pilot after I got this job. And then I kind of left it. And I've seen some of the episodes since, yeah, then. You know, of course, when it airs before us, we always catch a little bit.
Yeah.
But I try to watch now. But I really, it was kind of fun to go in blind, honestly. I mean, I was a huge,
yeah,
fan of Scandal, so I watched,
okay,
all of,
yeah,
Scandal.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
But for the most part, I kind of just went into it knowing that this was going to be a new, brand new adventure.
So yeah. Put your own stamp on it.
But yeah, yeah, exactly.
I also feel like even if you don't like consistently watch the shows, you know, so like people are such fans of all of the series and
of
Shonda.
I knew about McDreamy and McSteamy, yeah, and everyone had their pictures, right, up in their lockers, and I was like, oh, they're super hot. Like, I was admiring from afar, you know, and now it's really fun to be in the middle of it.
I mean, I'm sure. And y'all are, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I was going to ask what Shonda's like in real life.
To be honest, I've never met her.
I've met Shonda twice.
Yeah. We have the showrunner, Krista Vernoff, now, and a lot of my communication goes through her. So I would love to meet Shonda. Mean,
that's,
you know, she
amazing.
Sort of gave us this beautiful universe that I now get to, yeah, play in. I would love to at least say thank you in person instead of just creepily on the internet like I do all,
yeah,
the time. Like, thank you, Shonda.
Like tweeting her like us. Yeah. We're like part of the show.
Exactly.
Like, notice me.
She's magical. I've only had very brief moments in conversations with her because it's always in, you know, a situation where we're meeting with executives or there's a lot of people around. So it's a little overwhelming for everyone. And then we see our, you know, our queen.
So through you, we're all 1 degree away now.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Go. Yeah. But she's magical and so generous and just such a kind person. So, yeah.
I wonder what it's like to just like have that creative brain, totally. You know, like. Oh. Jeez Louise.
Well, also, I mean, the fact that she was, did she write and direct Crossroads, Britney Spears movies?
Oh my gosh, did she?
She wrote it. Yeah. She wrote it. Wow. I just didn't know, but I didn't know.
I never saw that.
What? It's a classic.
Crossroads. Oh, yeah. You got to go.
I know. I know.
It's an experience. You got to do that.
All the classics, Taryn Manning, like. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
How many times did I watch that movie? Like you've seen Crossroads.
Are you kidding? Obsessed.
He watches it every Tuesday.
You know what I have seen that Jake probably didn't realize he was going to get asked about this when he's here today is my kids are big fans of the Thundermans.
Oh,
and he's
the
Wolfgang on the Thundermans.
Wolfgang, yeah.
And so I asked Chris Tolman about you.
Oh,
because
I've
known Chris for 100 years. We went to high school, not together. We knew each other in high school.
Yeah.
And so I asked him about you. He said, first of all, I said, he's terrific.
Oh,
and I said, ask you about having to sing in German. He said, that was.
I did have to sing in German.
Uh-huh.
In fact, my entire role was in German.
Mm-hmm.
I played the German exchange student to a family of superheroes on Nickelodeon. A lot of times I just said my name, Wolfgang, like a Pokemon. I'd be like, Wolfgang. It was wonderful. Thankfully, my sister-in-law is German, so I would text her all the time being like, how do I pronounce this? How do I say this? So
yeah.
She was sort of my like liaison. She probably would hate me for saying that publicly. But it was great.
I had to sing a lot
in German, like yodeling sausage songs. It was very fun.
He also mentioned, and you can if you comment or not, balloons lifting you up in the flying harness.
Yes, full-on stunt. I was older than a lot of the other kids, so I could do more stunts, like legally. So they did all sorts of things.
Legally.
Yes.
Wolfgang had Kate plus 8 hair.
Yes. And actually, fun fact, the woman who did my hair on Thundermans, who did the Kate and 8 Kate plus 8 Bob does my hair now on Grey's Anatomy.
Stop.
Coincidentally.
No.
Luckily, we have a much different hairstyle. Her name's KJ. She's amazing.
Wow.
But it was just a huge coincidence. She day played on Thundermans while working on Grey's, and I think I followed her.
That's
That's great. And Bird Store is the last thing he mentioned.
Oh gosh, Bird Store. Do we need to get into that?
I don't know.
That was my day job for a long time. I worked with parrots. I would groom them and, you know.
This isn't on the show. This is in real life.
This is, yeah, sadly real life.
Do birds make good pets?
You know, a lot of people say yes, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. Wait, were you the one who said
yeah, yeah, I wanted, after I saw Bird Box, I wanted to get a pet bird because I felt like I'm single and I felt like it could, like, save me.
I think you should get a dog.
Yeah, that's the vibe I was getting. They're like smelly, and then they poop a lot. And
in fact, they actually don't smell. If they smell, it means they're sick. So really, it's a good thing. They don't smell at all. Their poop is very clean. Can we say
public
that?
Public service.
No. They actually smell great.
And they're loud.
But they bite and they scratch and they scream and they're loud and they have lots of anxiety. And I'm realizing I'm not doing great PR
Sounds
for
like
birds.
A great.
I'm sorry to my old boss. Everyone go buy a bird.
Wow.
And Barrett, you were on the last episode of 30 Rock.
I was.
She was Eliza Lemon, the great-granddaughter of Liz Lemon when they flashed forward at the end of it. That's kind of a legendary thing.
Last scene of 30 Rock.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I was a huge fan of that show. And when I got, I just knew when I went in an audition, I was not going to get that job.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a woman out there who looked like they were looking for a biracial actress, and I saw a woman who looked like
a biracial Tina Fey.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, oh God, I'm not gonna get that job. But I think watching all of 30 Rock multiple times by the time I had gotten to that audition really trained me well. So
you were able to act in a style you think they wanted?
Well, they did want me to do a little bit of a Liz Lemon thing, you know, when even though it didn't ultimately, that's not how they directed that scene. I was like, well, I got this in the bag, right? I've seen enough. And so that was a dream come true.
That's
was my first my first television job ever.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
it was a
starting out on a high note.
I know. Yeah. I was like, it's all downhill for me. I was so certain. I was like, I'm never going to work again. But that's okay. I did what I came here to do.
But are you originally from New York? Because you were on Broadway?
Yeah. I have a theater background. I moved to New York when I was about 16.
From where?
From Chicago, okay. But I was born in Minnesota, so I'm Midwestern. We're both Midwesterners, yeah. Which is awesome.
Where are you from? Ohio? I'm Wisconsin.
Oh, woo. Yeah, Midwest.
So, they're Louisiana and Southern California, so they don't get it.
Oh, but cool places. Wow. But yeah, I've done a decent amount of theater, and I just moved out here to LA when I got this job, so I'm still sort of a newbie.
I was going to say, that's a huge I mean, not even just from Broadway to... I don't even know a series, but
yeah,
to TV,
television, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Do you guys film on the same lot?
We don't. We're a little bit. Yeah, we're close though.
We're close-ish. Yeah,
there's a lot of back and forth.
They shuttle people back and forth.
Because like Becca and I are gonna show up in scrubs and try to be
extras. Just act like you're on.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
They might
someone
not.
Someone told us. Camilla told us.
You could do it. Honestly.
But it goes like this. We either walk on and no one says anything, we get on the show or on the set, or we get arrested.
Or we get on practice.
The problem is half the cast knows you now. So like we're
no,
gonna
they don't.
Know.
No, they
we're gonna
don't.
Have to act
like
we don't
they're
know
with me.
You.
It's fine. You
know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a strong knowledge. Like we've met quite a bit of the cast.
No, we have.
Yes, we have.
Camilla,
Jason,
Janine. Us.
Yes, we have. And we met. I guarantee if we brought up Rev.
What we gotta do is just make you guys like a patient on the show and like
okay.
get you like
won.
A really good like ailment.
I'm glad that you brought it up and we didn't have to.
Hey, this is my actual hard pitch.
It's
are
a
you
pitch.
Listening? Krista, are you listening?
Do you know what actually irked our pickle? Is like two episodes ago when they were doing like Maggie was doing a podcast and Weber was like, what's the podcast?
Yes!
And they're like scrubbing in should have been the podcast. Like who's not
missed
connecting the dots here?
Or at least a veiled reference to scrubbing in would have worked. Instead of Becca and Tanya, it's Bob and Tom. We'd be like, oh, we get you. We see what you're doing.
We feel seen. We see what you've done. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Missed opportunity.
Totally. Yeah. Like, I was like, that was the perfect slide in right there. But we're even happy just being like, well, we'd rather not be dead extras, but
yeah,
just patient.
We used to say that
that's
was
how
fine.
We all feel. We'd rather
just lie in the back. Yeah.
We're all like, oh, God.
They're like, patient number one, keep your eyes closed. You're dead. But yeah, I mean, we've brought this up to everyone, and no one seems like totally creeped out yet. In fact, we've gotten more encouragement than like saying no.
But that's why I really, because Camilla was very much like, I honestly think if you showed up, you like nobody would know the difference if you just like walked on and
because General Hospital is on the lot too, right? So
yeah, they are on the lot, but they're like in this big building, and we never see. I call it the Charlie Chocolate Factory building. Like you never see anyone go in or anyone go out, and they say they work there, but you know, I don't know. It's like kind of like creepy. You know what I mean? I'm like, they must be in there, right? They've got to be in there. They keep pumping out episodes.
Yeah. You know what else I want to know too? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Does anybody like secretly hook up on either set? Oh. I guess you can't tell us.
Right.
Maybe.
I mean, a lot of people on my set like have families and children, and like you know they work and then they go home and like have to feed their children. So I don't think there's much like scandal going on off screen for Grey's.
I mean, we've become such a weird little family that it would feel very terrible if that.
Yeah, you guys are all like
but
brothers
we do,
and sisters.
Yeah,
like,
we yeah, become yeah. really. I mean, it sort of mirrors the show in a really awesome way where we spend a lot of time. We do actually hang out off.
I hang out
too.
They took me yesterday.
Yeah,
to
me
the
and
beach.
Danielle. Mm-hmm.
We all went to the beach.
It was lovely.
Both of us had our first time riding bicycles. We rode from Venice to Santa Monica. Uh-huh. It was beautiful.
That's so
it was
fun.
The whole day together.
It was great.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to give any spoilers because this was a huge episode. And Barrett, your guy legit looks like Sean Booth from The Bachelor. I mean, meow. I mean, y'all both work with some hot guys.
I mean, I just feel like I'd be so excited to go to work and they're like, okay, so this is who you're going to have a love interest with. And you're like... Okay.
Oh, yeah. I turned to Krista when we first met Alex, the guy who plays my boyfriend. And I turned to her because we had talked about who was going to play my love interest for, you know, the whole summer before. And I just go to her and I'm go, this is going to work. this is going
to
work.
But is it weird to film that? Like, it's
always.
Not as like, it's yeah. not as like sexy as you want it to be.
No,
right?
No, it's like not sexy at all.
It's no. not. It's it's usually pretty awkward. There's a lot of laughing, mm-hmm. you know, that goes into it. You just kind of have to go with it and have that moment before we were like,
All right, see you on the other side. Yep. Like, shake hands and go
so,
in.
Like, more so, I'm like, Alex, do not eat that pizza right now. We're about to kiss for 45 minutes. Please,
onions out of his hand.
We have, like, a deal. What's even more awkward is, like, in between shots, you have to stand on your mark, you know, so that they can light you. But when you're kissing, your marks are like this. So for, like, 45 minutes, Alex and I are just sort of, like, standing, just, like, face to face, being like, how's your day? Oh, cool. It's like very.
That sounds so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been doing it now for what, 9 months? It's like, it's.
Right. It becomes really.
We just sort of have that thing now.
Funny. Yeah. But
has it ever been an issue for you in your real life relationships that you have to kiss other people, whether it's on stage or on TV?
I've been like painfully single all season. Oh. So, really.
You should have such trouble.
Hurting my odds, you know? I don't know.
Well, luckily, my boyfriend's an actor, too, so he understands, he knows what the deal is, and, you know, we can all, like, hang out and get along, and it's just turns into a lot of laughing and jokes, so
he's
great.
Like, you're, like, making out, and he's like, babe, from the set, like, turn your head a little
he's
bit.
Like, God, is that what you look like when you're kissing me? Like, oh, thanks, look cool. Now I'm going to think about it.
He gives you notes.
Yeah, wow. Totally. Yeah,
that is a weird thing.
He loves noting my love scenes. It's really funny. Yeah, it's great.
I think I'd have to, like, close my eyes and imagine my boyfriend on the other side of it. Like I don't
think. Oh, like, okay, Tanya just did a full-blown, like, French kiss.
I'm a tonguer.
In the air.
I'm like a tonguer. I'd have to imagine my boyfriend on the other side. I don't think I could kiss a stranger and make it look hot. Well, I'm not an actor, so I guess there we go.
Yeah,
totally part of the job.
You just kind of got to pretend. I don't know. Sometimes when they call action, I just sort of like believe I'm Levi and I like forget.
Right.
And then they call cut and I'm like, what just happened? You know.
That's nice. So
you have to lose yourself in it. Or it's not going to be believable.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Everything Levi does makes me nervous because I'm scared he's going to mess up.
Honestly, I still get nervous because he messed up a lot.
I know.
And I think, you know, he's still going to mess up a little bit, but he's getting better.
Yeah, he
is. Getting more confident.
Yeah, he's getting more confident.
Yeah, I think he's becoming a really good skilled surgeon, which is something that's exciting for me.
You're hoping the long haul, you'll be a resident, you'll be a surgeon, you'll climb the ladder.
Chief.
Chief, right?
Maybe I'll look, I think I'm going to take over for Catherine Fox, you know, be part of the Fox Foundation. We'll see. I don't know. I haven't fully pitched that, but
it's
like a lot of soft pitches we're doing here.
Right future.
Yeah. We'll keep pitching because we've been trying to get on the show for quite some time.
So it's not going to work is what you're saying. Okay.
And have you had to stop wearing glasses in real life because everyone yells glasses at you wherever you go?
You know, spoiler alert, I actually have a really good eyesight.
Wow.
So they just did that for the character?
It's all acting. Like, it's legit. Like, I picked out the glasses, but they're like just glass.
Just to nerd you up a little bit, I guess, is the idea originally.
I think it was, I think the original storyline that I came on the show was that an intern drops his glasses into a body cavity. And that was what it was supposed to be. Just that like cute little vignette of all of these med students coming in and just sort of like wreaking havoc on the hospital. And that was a true story that one of the crew actually, it happened to him where like someone dropped their glasses during surgery. So they wanted to do that. And then it's the character of Levi grew from there. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you're so good, probably.
I don't know.
Not it was to your horn, but beep beep, baby.
Totally.
Oh, well, we'll see.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so much for hanging out today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us. This was a dream.
This was a blast.
Oh, we always have one question when someone from a Shondaland show comes on. If you got to choose, not saying that you're going to die, but if they came to you and said, hey, we're killing you off, unfortunately, you get to choose your death. How are you going?
Oh, my gosh. I'm gonna turn into a White Walker so I can just stay in the hospital, still
Perfect.
Be in episodes, but just, like, be really creepy and icy and just, like, you know.
Like Danny Duquette.
Yeah, just like turn into a ghost.
I'm here
so I die, but I still stay as an actor on the show. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
We actually, like, short diversion, we have this whole theory that we need to do a zombie firefighter movie because all of our tools look like zombie killers. Like, they just are. We have axes and halogens and they look like they're, and we're in basically a tank, you know? So we're like, why aren't we making a movie right now? Anyway, so that is a great way to go. But I guess I would have to say, I mean, I my stunt double really wants me to burn. I love her so much. She was like, so when are they setting us on fire? She's really excited. So I guess I would have to say that just to get
heroic.
I love you, Tiffany.
I choose ice. She chooses fire. Do we watch Game of Thrones?
I don't know. Yes. The answer is yes.
It's fresh in the.
Wow. I mean, you would have to be a heroic like ending though. Like yeah. You're saving a child.
It was like Stephanie on Grey's Anatomy, the way she went down, yeah. Saving a child,
that was
burned up.
She's
like
alive.
That.
She's still alive.
Oh, she's still alive.
Yeah. But she saved that child.
They're reserving that death for me now. That's great. Yeah.
No, I feel like y'all are both going to be on for a very long time.
I hope so. Yeah, that would be
until
wonderful.
We at least get on set. Might show up in firefighter.
You come
costume.
In and kill
I mean,
us.
Yeah,
is
you
what
could
happens.
Show up in Scrubs too. Just like take the shuttle back from Grey's Anatomy with Jason George and come on.
I like
join
really
us.
Want to do it because I'm like, even if we do get kicked out, it's still a great story.
It is. I mean, either way, it'd be a great story.
As long as you're not arrested, I think it's great.
Yeah, but then we need to figure out if we'll get arrested.
We need to look
I
into
don't
that.
Think so. I think they'd just be like. A warning. We went back.
It might be a strong warning.
Yeah, a strong warning. We just need to get a drive on. That's what we need. Because then we're like, we're okay to be on the premises.
All right. Well, we'll be in contact with y'all about.
He's like gonna get
securing
a warning.
I don't feel great about this plan anymore.
He went from vouching for it to strongly discouraging it.
It got yeah. real. I mean, we're like the people who went to Paley Fest and we were on the press line in scrubs.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah.
And creeped out that. A number of cast members.
Yeah, but also didn't creep out.
Do you have
some
like the
them.
Grey's brand scrubs? Because they
oh,
make
yeah.
Grey's
yeah.
scrubs.
And they're yeah, they're super comfortable.
Yeah.
It's funny though to see the like Grey's people that were like super into us and then the oh, ones yeah. that were like,
scared.
Owen was scared.
Owen was scared.
Owen was scared.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did not know how to react to us.
Yeah, but like Arizona and Miranda, like oh, the yeah. whole squad was like down.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, thank y'all so much for taking the time to come on. We love both of you, and we can't wait to be part of the cast with y'all. And
Thursday nights, ABC.
Yeah.
Don't miss
Thursday
it.
Nights. I mean, what are you doing on Thursday night if you're not watching ABC?
TGIT.
Honestly, I have yeah. no idea.
No idea.
No.
Like, what are you doing?
Literally, you're, I don't know.
I don't know.
Something, a bad word. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Care of is a subscription service that makes it easy to get vitamins, protein powders, and more personalized just for you and delivered straight to your door. So give yourself support this season with a boost, whether you're looking for energy, better sleep, to maintain stress, or something else to help you feel your healthiest.
Care of's online quiz lets you know exactly what you need. Care of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices and takes only 5 minutes to find out your personal scientifically backed recommendation for vitamins, protein powders, and more.
Taking care of your health should be easy and convenient. Care of delivers daily vitamin and supplement packs along with protein and more, all customized to your recommendations. Your personalized Care of subscription box gets sent right to your door every month with personalized daily packs, great for a busy on-the-go lifestyle, and they even say your name on them.
So cute.
So cute. Yeah, I just spent 3 days in India for Stagecoach, so I grabbed 3 packets and threw them right in my purse. It was so easy and so convenient to have them with me.
It's so nice because otherwise you're having to like put all your vitamins into like a weird Ziploc bag, and like these are just really conveniently placed for like every day with your name on them.
Yeah.
So for 30% off of your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter Tilly30. Again, that's 30% off your first Care of order when you go to takecareof.com and enter Tilly30.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes, and you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Let me tell you about this social battery over here.
Yours?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It is drained.
Why?
Because I'm not giving myself enough Tanya time.
Oh, I know how important Tanya time is.
I'm not giving it to myself because I've been working a lot, and I think I've just been overly social that I'm not factoring in the time I need just for myself.
Well, I also think it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially you, and especially with social gatherings picking up after winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I do think one of the things that has helped me with like setting boundaries of where I'm spending my energy has been therapy, and knowing how to, first of all, set the boundaries, and also knowing how to pay attention that when I'm feeling drained and I don't have capacity, that I can tap into a place where I have more to give.
And it's also built in you time.
Yes,
which
exactly.
Is very, very necessary. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Okay, so now, you guys, we have a very special guest that just came into the OR. Can we give a very warm welcome to Ashley Tisdale, everybody? Okay, first of all, congratulations, because the album is officially out.
Thank you.
And we're going to dive into that, obviously, and your beauty line.
Yes.
We'll get into all of those things.
Okay.
But I think what we should talk about.
I knew you were going to try and start out with this.
What do you think?
Being on you and Brad's dance video.
I actually wasn't going to start there.
But we did start the year off with a bang. So.
I just was going to say that I just love Ashley Tisdale. Like, I love you as a human.
You're so sweet.
So I'm just very excited to have you on the show because I adore you. And I've known you for a while
now. A long
now.
Time.
Yeah.
And I remember when I first met you, it was at Selena's birthday party. And yeah. You were like jamming out to Haley's Steinfeld song. What was that song, the first one she came out with?
Love Myself?
Yeah, you were like, you were like going at it. I was like, whoa, she is in it.
Yep, that sounds checked out.
We're here to tell you that nothing has changed. Yes.
Literally nothing. But when I like met you for the first time, I literally didn't really like know much about you. And you guys were so warm and welcoming, and your husband was there also. Aww. And I just fell in love with you guys as a couple. I feel like I was like really interrogating him about just like like love and like, do men believe in love and like all of these things. And you guys were so great.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you. I'm always just a big supporter of you and always will be because I just think you're awesome.
You're so sweet. You asked if men believe in love.
She's like, do you have any friends?
Yeah, like literally.
I was just saying, so when I lived in San Diego for a while and I would come up and down from there to get my hair done at 901.
Oh my God.
And you were like the first celebrity I ever saw like coming up.
Hilarious. I was there like four times a week. So you would see me there.
I was like, wow, I'm in like the land of the stars.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So you're really connected to this podcast.
Yes.
And then like Becca said, you were in Brad and I's dance video.
I know.
At the top of the year. We really kicked it off with a bang.
Yeah.
And and it's just really coming full circle.
I was really proud of that work.
Yo, it takes Brad and I like an hour and a half to learn these dances, and Ashley rolls up like literally 5 minutes before we're gonna film it and learns it and like crushes it.
That is like, hilarious.
We
That's
suck.
My favorite thing about Joel's videos is they're very simple.
And yet they take so long.
But y'all really spend some time really making sure they're at least 75%.
I love them though because I think that's like the charm of
how bad
the dances.
They are, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's like yeah. If it was like fully choreographed, I don't know. I would just be like, this is so professional now, you know?
Totally. Ashley, they it's are like, fully choreographed.
Well, I know, but like choreographed by them.
Oh, you mean if they had a professional choreographer?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If it was like professional, it would just be like not as fun and cute. Yeah.
I agree.
You know,
it would totally take
it's relatable. People
Thank
can
you.
Learn the dance moves.
They can, and they do. And they really do. Appreciate the effort.
Yes.
You know? Okay. So, what I want to do now is I want to kind of just like learn about Ashley Tisdale.
Yeah.
Because I think that people, they might have a perception of who you are or who they think you are or.
Most
what they,
likely.
Yeah. And I want to kind of get to because through your music, especially the songs that you've most recently come out with and this album, I feel like you're really telling people a truth about you that you haven't been open about before. Mm-hmm. So why was it important for you to tell this story through music? And is it easier for you to do it through music? Because you co-wrote the whole album, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it easier for you to do it that way than just to like talk about it?
Yeah. It's a long story, but long story short is I lost somebody 2 years ago to depression. And so I think that, you know, at the time when this whole record just kind of really came to me out of nowhere, I had been struggling with my own stuff for a while. And so I know for myself, like, I'm just not someone just to do something. And I was never going to come back to music just to do it. You know, like, I was like, it has to be important. And so what I was going through, I was just like, oh, you know, I actually, for the first day in the studio, I was just like, I don't even know like what this is going to be. But me and my co-writer, we wrote Symptoms based off of all the symptoms I was feeling. I was telling her like my journey that I'd gone through like the last like couple months. It was like all coming to a head. And so I was like, oh, I think I know what this is. And so really the record was like a real like therapeutic thing for me to go through. And yes, it was easier to do that because it's literally you and your producer and your co-writer all knowing this stuff and no one knew still. And then it takes a lot of courage to start talking about it. So I think, yeah, it's easier to do it through music. But because I was like going through that and writing so much and like
being starting to like be, I don't know, like I think just proud of who I am, even with the things that I've gone through, that I was just like, you know, and especially with people we've lost, it was like we lost a couple people as we were, you know, doing the record. And I was just like, it's time to start talking about these things. Like, it's just time for people to know that they're not alone in their struggles and we're all human. And I just really just felt like it was the right time to just like, you know, as much as it's nerve-wracking and scary and emotional to like have to be like, this is who I am. And I've really kind of kept that stuff personal for a long time. I was just like, it just, I don't know, there's something in me that's just like, I have to do it. It almost felt like I would always tell my husband, it feels like an out of body experience because it feels like it's all just organically like happening. Yeah. Like I wasn't meant to, I wasn't like, I want to do another record 10 years later. Like it was like, it just happened.
Like there, there's this video, you're in the music video where you're kind of like, just like trying to get out of this, like, it's very cool. And it's like, almost like you're trying to get out of the perceptions and the things of your own head. And that's like, I think everybody can relate to that because we all like make up these stories and these scenarios like in our head. And like, sometimes you just need to just like step outside of it for a minute and just be like, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's, it's like, I think that sometimes, we get stuck in these thoughts and we feel stuck in life sometimes. And we feel, you know, like kind of dark sometimes. And I think that it's important to step out of that and realize that it's just a very skewed kind of like, you know, there's a lot of reasons why that's happening and it's not actually reality, you know?
I also feel like a lot of your fans like grew up with you in the sense that they were part of, you know, you being on High School Musical, and now they're still not there. Like they've grown with you. So they're going through all these things as well. And it's not like, if anything, they relate to you more because they feel like they've been your friend for all this time. And that they've like gone through whatever you're going through, they've probably experienced it in some capacity. So it's pretty cool.
Sure. And I think that it's important to, I feel like, I think a lot of perception about me is that just with characters I've played, that there's just like not a lot of depth to me, but really I do have a lot of depth and I am pretty deep. And so, but learning those things about myself even has made me a better artist, a better actor, and just a better person. So I think that, you know, it's something that I loved learning about myself. And even though it was painful sometimes, I'm glad I like, you know, I feel like this record is a celebration of everything I went through.
I think it's cool that you can really like be authentically yourself, because I think it's a really hard. I mean, there's so much judgment. I mean, I like said on the podcast 2 weeks ago or whatever that I like say goodnight to my like my pretend husband every night before I go to bed. Like, I'm like, good night, babe. I got so many messages like, you're weird, you're crazy. But then for all the weird one, like all those, I got so many other ones being like, I do the same thing. And I'm like, thank you. So it's like, it's really nice that you can open up because it's like, why they still think I'm weird.
No, I just wish we had a camera because Ashley's initial reaction. I was watching her face just to see like, what is she going to say before she can like flip it? What's her reaction?
Bring it on. I can take it.
Hilarious.
That's my truth, you know?
It's amazing. A little confusion.
I mean, we got to just be ourselves no matter what, you know?
At
like,
the end of the day.
Be authentically you. And like, who cares what people think? I know it's like easier said than done, but it really is one of those things where it's just like, I don't know. You just kind of block out the negativity.
It's you have like, to release it because it's like everyone's, even if you're the perfect person, someone's going to hate you
no
because
one
you're
is perfect.
Perfect
too. So no one is
perfect. Beyonce is.
I'm sure she has some flaws. I don't know. But somewhere she might say she has something that has some sort of flaw. But that's what makes her beautiful. I'm saying like she's so like
powerful.
Seems perfect and powerful that there's got to be a lot of stuff there to like do that, you know, like
totally.
You have to like have some, you know, I think that I don't think she want to be say that. I don't think she would want people to say she's perfect, too. You know, that's
true.
A lot of pressure to like. Yeah. I mean, she's great for sure. She's amazing. I love her. I absolutely so love her. But I just feel like in order to be an artist, you are a complex person to begin with,
for
you know.
Sure.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you talk about your husband and how y'all met? We love love stories, so I don't know. Do you?
We don't talk like too in depth about it. I mean, I just like I know him through people and
mutual friends.
Yeah, and we just kind of were in each other's lives for a couple years, and I had been with some real not great people,
and he had been with some, I don't know, crazier people. So my crazy was perfect for him. And he's just such an amazing person that I was like, honestly, I was a little bit scared because I was just like, there's no way this guy is so nice. And like also just the most patient man I've ever met in my entire life. Like he's helped me through so much this year.
That's so great.
Yeah. No, he's like honestly the best thing ever.
I feel like I could be making this up out of nowhere, but on the videos you do where you do covers on YouTube,
yeah.
Is he playing guitar?
He is.
Okay, yeah.
He actually is the one who like figures out how to, you know, because he like
reconfigures
it. So
wow.
Yeah, he's really talented, but he's a composer. So really he was in a band, you know, a couple bands since he was like 16 and toured. And then over the last 5 years, he's been composing for film and TV. He has actually an HBO series on right now.
Oh, cool.
It's called On Tour with Asperger's R Us, and it is a docu-series. It's so funny and so great, and he does the music for it.
Aww, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool watching people, like, do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you light up when you talk about him, which is, like, so cute.
I know. He's so, so cute.
How long have you been together now?
We have been married for 4 years.
That's like, come on.
I know. My dad says the same. He's like, congrats to that guy. Like, thanks, Dad. So pretty much, we've been together for 4 years. And then, like, I think we were, like, engaged for a year. And then, like, together, a year and 8 months or something like that. So like five and a half, 6 years. It's crazy.
So it's pretty quick. I mean, consider there. I feel like
it was quick. We were engaged within 8 months.
Wow.
After you met? Yeah. Yeah. Well, after we got together.
Yeah.
We knew each other for a while though. So it was like a different thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You didn't have to go through like the getting, like you already knew each other. So then beyond that. Yeah.
I think it was like, it's really all about timing because it's like, I think at that point in our life, we wouldn't have gone into another relationship if it wasn't something important. Yeah. So that's really what it was.
Timing is key.
Yes.
Does he have any friends? Tanya was gonna, that was going to be her next question.
He does, but they're all like in relationships.
That's okay. Timing is everything.
Yeah,
everything. Tanya was told that she'd be meeting the man of her dreams in May.
Yeah.
In May?
By a tarot card reader.
No way.
Yeah. So I like
This month.
I know it's like happening right now. So we did this thing for Halloween and it was like a tarot. I didn't like actively go to the tarot card person. We did it for like work purposes. And we're sitting there and she's just gonna tell, oh, your career is going great. You know, just like kind of like normal, just whatever like things. And then all of a sudden she like flips over one card and she's like, this is you're going to meet your guy. This is like, you're going to meet your guy in May. And this was in October. I was like, May is so far away. Like, what's taking him so long? She's like, he has to go through something before you guys like. But once you know it's him, like, it's like donkey.
Well, that's amazing. I did have actually a psychic say the same. Well, like not the same thing as you, it was, I had done a psychic reading because I just gone out of a relationship and I was like really bummed about it. And she said, yeah, the guy that you were just with is not the guy for you. She's like, you're going to be engaged at 28, married by 29. And the guy that you're going to marry is in your life right now. And of course, to me, I'm like, who is in my life I would want to marry? No one. Because I'm thinking people I talk to every day.
Yeah.
But he was in my life. And like, she's like, he's going to start popping up like in April. And I'd be at SoulCycle and he was there. And I was like, it still never dawned on me. It did not dawn on me. And I don't really like psychic stuff. I'm like, take it with a grain of salt. Like, I'm not really like, whatever. It's just like more fun for the experience of like when you've just like gone through something, you're like, at least this gives positive stuff.
Totally.
And when I first like hung out with Chris, I was just like, you know what? I know this guy, but I don't really know him really well. And he had just like, I think, tweeted something about Sons of Anarchy that I was in. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, DM'd him. I'm like, yo, you should come hang out with me and my friends in Santa Monica. And he came out that night. And I looked at him in the street that night. And I literally, this was no joke. She did this reading like 3 years prior. So it was a long time away.
Wow.
And she goes, and I looked at him and I was like, oh my God, this is the guy I'm going to marry. And then all the stuff she said reminded me. And it was like literally engaged at 28, married at 29. So it could happen.
That's what this lady said. She said, it's somebody that I've like have met before, which could be like a
No, she gave some.
Well,
she
then
gave,
that, yeah, then we get into the weeds of it. I'm like, eh, we'll see how it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. She gave me initials.
Oh,
but
initials.
She didn't say, it wasn't like.
Did she say what he looked like?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, this is the first initial and this is the last name initial. It was just like, here's two initials so they could be anywhere.
In the, yeah, like, it could be the middle name. Yeah,
totally. Like, yeah. You don't even know the middle name.
You're going to be like, what's your full name?
Is there a high? What's your mom's maiden name? Yeah. I totally like it. Oh, God, help
so
me.
So funny.
Okay, let's get back to you, though.
Yes.
Your makeup looks bomb, by the way.
Thank you. Haley. Oh, yeah.
We share a makeup artist, Haley Hoff, shout out. We love you.
Yes.
But what I was getting at was your cosmetic line.
I know, Illuminate Cosmetics.
Yes. I use it also, and I'm a big fan.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What else do you have like your hands in right now?
Well, that's a lot. Illuminate Cosmetics has been definitely a journey. Obviously, I have my production company, Blondie Girl Productions. I'm about to start a Netflix series, so I still am obviously acting. And then I have my music and Illuminate. So that is really all I can handle. But yeah, Illuminate, you know, I thought it was going to be this like, I don't know what I was thinking, to be honest. I was like, oh, it's going to be so easy being CEO of a makeup company. And obviously, there's a passion of like why I'm doing it. It's not just to have makeup. I've had it for so long. But it was also something about, I really wanted to create a makeup line for the everyday girl who is like the girl on the go, but also the person who is just like, you know, just doesn't really know how to use makeup like makeup professionals, you know? And I think that when I get a palette and there's like 30 eyeshadows, it scares me and I just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So all, you know, Illuminate is all about like beauty made simple and like
totally.
The palettes are curated and this is all you need. And so that's really like my passion and also about like that, you know, just being beautiful is just being you. And it's like, we're not doing like cream contours and stuff like that because I just feel like it's, you know, I don't know. Like I just am very much in the trend of more like natural is beauty. But obviously for events and stuff, you go a little bit, but every day, like I sometimes don't wear makeup at all, you know? So
I mean,
I just, I don't know. I have a passion for it and that's what keeps me going, but it is definitely one of the hardest things I've ever done because it's so different and like so not something I'm, you know, used to. And
yeah.
I've had to like, you know, go through those ups and downs in a company. You're just like, what do I do next?
If there's a piece of advice you could give to somebody that's starting out, mm-hmm. what would you tell them?
It's hard work. Instagram does not get you ready for this. It's like, no one explains to you and tells you how hard it is because a lot of the time, on social media, you're watching someone who has put in 5 years of work already.
Yeah.
And so you're watching it thinking it's an easy thing to do. And I didn't think it was going to be like easy, but I think because like I said, I'm so used to being a creator and a, you know, actor. And that's, I've been in this business for so long. That's something that's so foreign, like dealing with investors, dealing with like fulfillment centers, like Shopify. Like, I mean, I do all that. Like I am in it. Like it is not like someone's running it for me. This is literally all of me. If I'm putting a sale on my stuff, I've got to go into my Shopify account and mark down that So yeah. It's like when people like, you know, because I think also people think when you're a celebrity, you have people that do that for you.
Totally.
And it's just like, that's just not me. And I'm actually really proud of it because as much as it's something that eventually I'll have a team and I'll have like a full, you know, like I'll build it up. But I think that in order to be a CEO of a company, you need to have your hands in all of that stuff and know why you're doing all that stuff and know what it is. You know, you can't just be like, I own a company and not know like where your fulfillment center is and like who's a manufacturer. You know, it's like you need to know all those things. So I would just say it's hard work, but don't give up. If you're really passionate about it, then you got to keep going.
Peaks and valleys.
Yeah. You got to keep doing it.
Yeah. That's great advice, though, because I feel like when you're the CEO, you're part of every decision that's made.
Yeah.
Like you're in charge of every decision that's made.
Yeah. And if you don't know like who's coming to you and what they do or like, you know, what really they do.
Right. And when people give you excuses like, oh, we can't. You're like, actually, I know that you can do
it. Yeah. I'm yeah. like, I run 500 things. You can do this.
Yeah, totally.
But I'm, yeah, I mean, it's been such a, you know, process. And I think that's been such a journey on its own, but I'm really proud of it. And I'm really proud of, like, you know, the best part is like seeing people wearing it and like really loving it, because it is a, it's a piece of me as well. I feel like everything that I'm doing has been a really authentic thing for me, I guess you'd say. Like, I think like with the album and with this makeup line, like taking over, and I think just, you know, kind of getting out there and doing it.
No. Modern woman. Yeah. Wait, can we do a little rapid fire on the music side?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to just have to answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Favorite song on your album?
On my album. Okay. Vibrations.
Dream person to work with. Doesn't have to be collaborator. Could be a writer, producer.
Oh, Julia Michaels.
Oh, great.
I just love her. She's so sweet.
I love her.
Literally, like, I love her so
she's
much.
She's literally, we DM each other all the time and we're just like, she's the best. She's the best.
So that's very, very likely to happen. That's,
I mean, I don't know. I haven't ever been like discussed work with her or anything. Be like, let's collaborate. But I just,
let's collab.
No, I mean, I just really love her as a person. And I just like think she's awesome.
I do too.
Yeah, she's so talented. She's amazing.
Literally, I asked her to do this thing for me for the Billboard Awards. I had her, I wanted to do something for Jason Kennedy because I just love him and I was so excited to do it with him. And I call her and I was like, do you think you could write a little jingle for me for Jason to have at the Billboard Music Awards? And totally thinking, I literally was like, you can tell me to go F off.
Yeah.
Like, I fully was like, you know, because she's just like, I know what her time is like. And she literally did it for me.
Oh my God. Stop it.
I know.
That's amazing.
Like, and I told Jason, I was like, this woman has literally written like the hits that of this generation, and now she's
made
written
you
a jingle.
That's amazing.
And it's catchy as hell. That's the thing. I was like, it actually got stuck in my head. I
That's
was like, how
awesome.
Does she do it? Like, I don't even know how her brain works, but she's incredible. That really threw me off of my rapid fire.
Sorry.
Will you tour?
I want to. I definitely want to, but I start the series, and so it's just really trying to find it in my schedule. But that's been something I've always wanted to do. Like, I never have really been able to go on a full tour of like my own music. So I would love to. So we'll see.
I think your fans would really like it.
I know.
Sidebar.
Even if it's just like, whatever, I get out there and acoustically do stuff.
Yeah.
Favorite tour that you have seen yourself?
Ooh, favorite tour I've seen. You know what? I have not gone to I really don't go to a lot of concerts.
Okay.
So I don't even know what that tour would be. Oh, you know what? I wasn't really a tour, but it was a concert. I think it was Julie was there and Cardi B, and it was in New York City. I think it was like for
Jingle Ball.
No, it was Pandora maybe? No, not Pandora. What is it?
Panorama?
No, not Spotify. It was like something, a streaming service.
Not iHeart?
Apple Music?
Mm-mm. I don't know. I forget what it was. It was literally just around the time of Jingle Ball. So I was in New York.
Oh, maybe it was Jingle Bell or something.
I have no idea. But it was like a whole thing of them. And that was so much fun because I got to meet Julie and I got to see Cardi. And I actually met Cardi backstage. I died. We hugged each other. Yeah. We became best friends that moment.
What is she like? I was just wondering, like, what is she just like in real life?
She's amazing. She was literally like, I honestly have never had a reaction like this before ever in my life, but I was actually going to Julia's dressing room and I was walking down the hallway and then a bunch of like bodyguards came down the hallway and then I saw her and I just screamed. I mean, I've never had the reaction before. I've never screamed at anybody. And I was like, ah! And then she screamed and then she was like, ah! And then we like hugged. I was like, oh my God, I love you. She was, oh my God, I love you too. And I was like,
wow.
My sister caught the whole thing. I would have never remembered it. I was like, what just happened? I blacked out
for sure.
And then I saw her a week later on a plane. And I'm like, she's going to think I'm like following her at this point. I'm like stalking her. But I'm like, no, we're like best friends.
Yeah. She seems cool.
She just seems herself, which I think is awesome.
And refreshing.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate it.
Last but not least.
Yeah.
Favorite Taylor Swift song.
Oh, I loved her stuff on the Red album.
Oh, we just talked about this last
time. Not a bad call, but you got to pick one.
Oh, gosh.
You can go with Red.
Probably, yeah. I think Red. Oh, no. I would have to say No, red was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we just talked about it and like
I know, you can tell a lot about it. Minds,
yeah, it's fresh in the mind and you can tell a lot about a person by their favorite Taylor Swift song, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but what if they don't listen to Taylor Swift?
Then
you can tell a lot about a person. Yeah, I guess so.
Like, you're not my friend. You're okay. Not my people.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
today.
You.
Should we do we have any emails? Can we read email? Do we? I feel like we had an email.
We do actually.
Have
yeah.
Ashley give okay. advice.
Oh, that'd be I feel fine. Like Ashley would have oh. really good advice.
We get a lot of emails about people wanting advice on different things in yeah. life. So
this
we,
one's anonymous too, and that's always a good sign.
Oh, amazing.
I'd love to get some feedback for a work situation I'm going through. Two of my coworkers have been having an emotional affair. I just found out about it last week from my girlfriend, who's one of the parties involved. Both of them are married. Each has two kids.
Oh.
We're a very close-knit group. There's only eight of us working together. We're all friends. It's not currently affecting our work environment, and I don't know what my place is now that I know about it. I know neither of them are thinking clearly, but have so much to lose if they let this continue. It has not gotten physical yet, but they aren't far from it. I know neither of them is happy right now with their spouses, but in my opinion, that does not make it okay. Is there something more I can do?
Yo, that is so, like, I don't know. I feel like I can't even touch that one. Like, I mean, I think that the best advice is to just steer clear. I don't know. Like, it just, that's such a situation that it's never good to be the person that knows all that stuff.
Yeah, it's, like, hard to be the one that's hearing the details of it. And because my first reaction is like, stay out of it, like stay as far away as you can. But she knows now. So
I know
my bad advice and my knee jerk reaction was to tell them to encourage them to divorce their partners.
Whoa, that's real far.
Whoa, like, is that far?
What? I think it's more about communicate what's going on. Like the communication first. Let's not head there yet. Let's just start talking about what's going on in your life. So
she did acknowledge it was bad advice before she shared it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I'd be like, if you're having an emotional affair with somebody, why don't you get out of what you're in before you make it a physical affair?
No, I think because it's not a physical affair, I think they need to have a conversation with their spouse and figure out what's going on. That they're looking for.
Yes,
emotional.
They do, but that's not Anonymous's problem.
Her problem is that she's stuck in the middle.
Right? She sees it all happening.
I don't know that she's stuck in the middle. She's more periphery, right? She's not in the middle of it. She just knows it's happening.
I think, to be honest, I always feel no matter what, this always works itself out. Someone will always find out. They will always. Yeah. Like, I always feel like a cheater is a cheater and you're going to find out. Like, I've found out so many things on exes back in the day that they thought I would never find out.
Same.
And I just feel like let the universe work it out. And I know it's probably hard to be around, but unless they're like really making it difficult for you to be around them, like I would communicate, like, this is difficult for me to see all the
if
time.
If it's affecting your work environment,
yeah,
which
but
it's
if
not
it,
yet, but it might.
If it isn't, I like to stay away from drama and I like to let that stuff work itself out.
We had
will.
A quote last week on the Seacrest show, the day you were out, Tanya, oh, nothing will give you greater peace than minding your own business. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot to that.
Yeah.
I think if she had a super close relationship with the spouses of these two people, maybe it'd give her more of a reason to, you know, step in some regard.
But the problem is, I think that sometimes they get mad at the messenger.
True.
You know,
you
so
take
it's
that
like,
risk of, yeah.
You know, like, who are they going to believe? And I think that, you know.
Yeah. So our group advice is just stay out of it as much as possible.
As long as you can, do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do stay out of it.
Fine.
or tell them to get a divorce.
Tanya's like, just divorce.
Yeah, Tanya's all just.
She goes, go to the court right now.
Yeah. Tanya's like, okay, quit your job. Find like a startup that I think would work for you.
I just am a big advocate of like, if you're not in a happy, thriving relationship, what are you doing?
And if that's what we're writing us,
but
fine.
That's not the person that's talking
right, you're
to
right,
us.
You're right. Like, life's too short, man.
Oh, man.
Be happy. Bye.
But there's kids involved.
Yeah,
too.
There's kids involved. Yeah. So it's a tricky, sticky situation.
I'm a product of divorced parents, and I turned out just fine.
By the way, her parents were divorced for 8 years.
Got remarried.
Wait.
And are still together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Wild.
Wild.
That was so wild.
That's why I'm always like, divorce is fine.
Oh, okay. You'll get remarried again.
Yeah. You'll come back together stronger.
Yeah, you'll have
that's
some freedom.
Amazing.
You'll end up together.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so crazy.
Ashley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Symptoms is available now. Illuminate Beauty Products, illuminatecosmetics.com. And then when does your Netflix show come?
I don't know the air date for that, but we just start filming this month.
So. Okay. So Merry, Happy, Whatever. Check it out whenever it comes.
It comes out on Netflix.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When you're selling online, getting your orders out can be a real drag. So it is time consuming, expensive, and so many carriers to choose from. How do you know that you're making the best choice? Well, we all have that pile of clothes on the floor that we know we need to return, but just don't have the time to wait in lines. And that's why I use ShipStation. It's easy and convenient.
I've never needed anything more.
Truly.
This is amazing. ShipStation helps to get orders out quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keep your customers happy. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface. I have multiple massive piles of clothes.
This is true. I can vouch. I have seen them with my own two eyes.
And I don't have the time or I'm too lazy to get out there and get them shipped. So that is why ShipStation is perfect for me.
True. Cosign. ShipStation works with all of the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, even Amazon Fulfillment. So you can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customer.
No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available.
And right now, our Scrubbing In listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use promo code BECCA. There's absolutely no risk. You can start your free trial without even entering your credit card information.
Yeah, so just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in BECCA. That's ShipStation.com, enter code BECCA. One more time, that's ShipStation.com, enter promo code BECCA. ShipStation.com. Make ship happen.
So we got a really nice email that I feel like we should deal with. Jenna, I have a huge favor to ask. This week, my sister Sydney had a longboarding accident. I'm sorry that I'm dumb. Is that surfing?
No, that's like a skateboard.
It could be surfing.
Oh, yeah, it could be. I think it's a skateboard.
Okay.
She cracked her head open.
Longboarding can go either way?
Yeah, I used to ride a longboard.
Oh,
that was sporty.
All right. Anyway, she cracked her head open. We took her to the ER, and she was having serious memory problems. In an effort to cheer her up, I said, maybe she'll get a super attractive neurosurgeon to fix her head. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. So instead, I told her that I would write to her favorite people at Scrubbing In and see if they would give her a call. Can we call her?
Let's call her.
Tori's going to dial her right now. We'll take the ring, Tori, if you want to just put it on hold. I don't know that she'll answer because we're kind of calling out of the blue. We didn't set this up with Jenna. We just got this email and we're responding to it. So we'll see. And I think you're right. I think it's skateboarding. Nice. I didn't know you were a rider.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is Sydney. Sorry I missed your call, but leave a message and I'll call you back.
Here, should I play the theme song? It's like her own private version of the...
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Hi, Sydney.
Hi, Sydney.
It's Becca, Tanya, Mark, and Easton.
We just wanted to call and say that we hope you're feeling better. And we're bummed that we can't talk to you, but hopefully you can save this voicemail and maybe like listen to it again. Maybe we could sing her a song.
Yeah, what song do you want to sing?
The Get Better song?
Yeah, sing. Start it out.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Get better, Sydney, get better. Get better, Sydney, get better. We love you so much. We're hoping and praying for a speedy recovery for Sydney.
Wow, that was very nice.
Thank you.
That was good. Thank you, Sydney. Thank you for listening to this podcast. That's so nice of you.
Yeah, we really hope you feel better. We hope that eventually a hot surgeon walks into your room/life And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Jenna told us that the neurosurgeon you had didn't quite live up to your expectations.
They never do.
There's lots of other opportunities in that hospital. Like
this
maybe,
is the longest voicemail.
Yeah, maybe try the knee doctor. I've had a couple hot knee doctors.
Yes. Yeah. If you need any physical therapists, they really can be very attractive.
Yes. Meow.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yeah.
We should probably end this poor voicemail for Sydney. We love you.
We love you. Feel better.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Get better, Sydney.
All right, I hung up.
Okay. That was a long voicemail.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention before we go. Did you guys see this Facebook thread? This is a woman named Caitlin. Her sister was having a baby, and her sister's in labor. So they're trying to call their mom and let them know, hey, because the plan was as soon as she gets in labor, their mom's going to start driving because they live a few hours away to the hospital. Well, mom wasn't answering her phone. So Caitlin posted, hey, help. How can we do this? And some people are like, well, can you call the police and have them go, what should we do? And then somebody came up with the idea, can you get into her iCloud? And she's like, I guarantee I can figure out their password to their iCloud.
Oh, yeah, I think I did see this.
So Caitlin did. She got into her iCloud and did the set off an alarm feature. Like, if you lost your phone, you could just make the alarm go off. So she made the alarm go off on her mom's phone, and her mom heard it, and her mom was on her way, and she got there for the birth. And that's I think that's such a sweet little thread that was on the Facebook group. And hundreds of people, I want to help. What can I do?
That is what the scrubbing and Facebook group does. They help one another.
Yeah, we have the best group.
We do not hurt anybody. We help. We encourage. We do not discourage.
That's right.
We build up. Mm-hmm. We do not tear down.
Yep. We rise above.
We do not dig below.
You sound like Superman. That's awesome.
Hey, next week, Tara Newell from Dirty John's going to be on our show. Oh, you were? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's probably for the best. I think they get the picture.
Have to wrap it up. Tara Newell from Dirty John next week. That's going to be a very, very fascinating conversation. So join us for that.
Bye.
Yeah. Thank y'all for
what? Time of death.
I called it last time. You want to call it?
Sure. Oh.
Easy math. You got this.
1331. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
21 Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer founded and queer run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3XS to 6XL. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com. Shop now on tomboyx.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.